Trump on horrific Boulder attack, terrorism will not be tolerated, my heart goes out to the victims. By Nick Gilbertson on June 2, 2025. President Donald Trump said Monday that terrorism will not be tolerated after a brute used what authorities are calling a makeshift flamethrower to attack Jewish Americans and Israel supporters in Boulder, Colorado, on Sunday. Trump took to Truth Social to share that the alleged perpetrator of the attack, 45-year-old illegal alien Mohammed Sabri Soliman, must go out under Trump policy, and the Department of Justice will prosecute alleged perpetrators of terrorism to the law's fullest extent. Yesterday's horrific attack in Boulder, Colorado, will not be tolerated in the United States of America. He came in through Biden's ridiculous open border policy, which has hurt our country so badly. He must go out under Trump policy. Acts of terrorism will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Trump emphasized the need for border security and sent well wishes to the six victims who were injured. This is yet another example of why we must keep our borders secure and deport illegal, anti-American radicals from our homeland. My heart goes out to the victims of this terrible tragedy and the great people of Boulder, Colorado, he wrote. Soliman allegedly shouted Free Palestine before purportedly launching his attack. His status in the country is illegal, as Breitbart News's John Binder noted. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials subsequently told Fox News's Bill Milligan that Soliman arrived in the United States via LAX in Los Angeles, California, on a tourist visa in August 2022. The visa expired in February 2023. But Soliman never departed the U.S. as required by federal law, making him an illegal alien. Even after his visa had expired, former President Joe Biden's administration approved a work permit for him to hold an American job in March 2023. That work permit expired in March of this year. DHS sources told CNN that Soliman had previously attempted to enter the U.S. 20 years ago but was denied a visa. It is still unclear why Biden's DHS approved Soliman for a tourist visa following his prior denial of a visa. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee weighed in on the attack Monday as well, slamming some of America's biggest news outlets for reckless and irresponsible coverage that he says perpetuates anti-Semitism.